Unit 4.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend. The professor isn't here yet. I wonder where he can be.
I think he's doing his morning exercises now. He usually does his morning exercises about now.
He's 10 minutes late already.
Wait for me, please. Wait a minute. Don't start the lesson without me. Don't begin.
Good morning, Professor. We've been waiting for you for 10 minutes already.
Where have you been, Professor?
Good morning. Oh, I'm sorry. It was such a fine morning today.
What happened?
I got a letter from my wife. I miss her so much. You know, I seldom cry, but when I opened the envelope, I began crying. By the way, she gave you her love.
Aw, thank you. Is she in England?
No, she isn't. She's in another country in Europe. She went to France. And she has already seen nearly all the interesting places there.
Where is she staying there?
She is staying in a camp with a group of her friends. She's been dreaming about it for 3 years. Dreams come true. She likes this camp very much. They walk on foot and eat sandwiches every day. They get up early in the morning and go to bed late at night. Nearly every evening, they sit by a fire and play the guitar. Recently, she's been to the biggest city in France, Paris. But tomorrow, most of them will go back to London. Have you ever been to France?
No, I haven't been to France yet. But it's my dream. I think I'll go there next year.
I think your dream will come true. I had been dreaming about going to France for many years, and at last I went there 2 years ago. It was great. I like Paris very much.
When will you write a letter to your wife?
I think tonight or tomorrow.
When you write to your wife, give her my love, please.
Okay. May I type it on your computer, Lorraine?
Of course you may. And now we must begin the lesson. Here are 10 new words Vova must learn. Vova, can you read them, please?
Yes, I can. Be, about, early, late, think, before, ever, sandwich, paint, fence.
Vova, will you teach me to make a rap?
Yes, I will. Listen carefully and sing with me.
I'm ready.
I want to be
A. Beautiful. B.
He dreams about
going out.
Early in the morning, late at night. We are happy and bright. I think it's ink.
3 is before 4.
Have you ever been so clever? Which?
Sandwich.
What's the difference
between the paint and the fence?
Wow, that was great.
Well done, Professor.
I did my best. It was great fun.
I think it was really great for your first time.
Next time, it'll be even better.
Well, and now it's time for our grammar exercise. Read the sentences and write in am, is, are, or be.
Who are you? I am a boy. It's easy.
What are you doing now? I am sitting now.
What is your name? My name is Rick. How old are you? I am 9. What? Your job. Is it a job? What is your job? I don't work yet. Are you a pupil? Yes, I am. I am a pupil. What do you want to be? I want to be a doctor. Teacher. Teacher, is he or she? She is kind. Is your teacher kind? Yes, she is. Parents, they are. So, are your parents old or young? They are young. I finished.
Great, no mistakes.
What's this?
It's a picture.
Let me have a look at it.
No, wait a minute. I'll show you the picture only for a few seconds. You must remember everything in it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Now be very careful. One, what did you see in the picture?
I saw a kite.
What color was it?
It was blue and white.
What else did you see in the picture?
I saw a bed. It was gray and red. I saw a queen. She was black and green. I saw some ink. It was purple and pink.
Well done. You're a very smart student, Vova.
You said smart, but smart is your surname.
That's right. Smart is my surname, but it also means clever, intelligent, and bright.
But you are really clever, intelligent, and bright.
Well, yes, thank you. And do you know why I'm so smart?
Why?
Because I always think before I do something.
I also want to be smart.
You're smart already. Just always remember about your homework.
Oops.
And you'll be great.
Well, guys, have you heard the story about a funny boy called Tom?
No, I haven't.
Wait a minute. Is his surname Sawyer?
Yes, it is.
Of course. I've even read a story about him. But it was many years ago.
Can you tell us a story about him?
Well, I'll try. But I don't remember it very well. Have you ever heard the story about painting the fence?
Painting the fence? No, I haven't yet.
Never? Well, wait a minute. Here's my notebook. I have a magic program in it. There are many interesting pictures and stories in this program. Aha! Here are the pictures to the story about the fence. Listen carefully. Once upon a time, there lived a boy. His name was Tom. His surname was Sawyer. He didn't have any parents. His mother and father were dead. He lived with his aunt. Her name was Polly. She was a very kind woman. She had a son. His name was Sid. Tom and Sid were cousins, but not good friends. Tom didn't like Sid because he always cried like a girl. It was in one of the summer months. I think it was June or July. Maybe it was even August. I don't remember exactly. One day, early in the morning, Aunt Polly told Tom.
Oh, my dear boy, our old fence looks awful. Yesterday, Mr. Johns kindly repaired it, and now we must paint it. I'll be happy if you paint the fence. Now it's dark brown. Here's some yellow paint. Please paint it all in yellow. If you finish it before dinner, I'll make a cake for you.
Tom liked cakes, but he didn't like this job. He was very unhappy. He started painting the fence. It wasn't an interesting task. It wasn't easy. Tom didn't like to work hard. Suddenly, he saw his friend Jim. Jim was walking along the street and eating a sandwich. Tom felt very bad, but he didn't show it. Jim said,
Hi, Tom.
Ah, Jim. Hello. How are things going?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
Let's go to the lake and swim a little, or fish. They say yesterday Bill went out fishing and caught a very big fish. It was a real monster.
Tom wanted to cry. The weather was so fine. Yes, it was such fine weather. It was sunny, and he had been dreaming about going to the lake since early in the morning. But he didn't want to show it. He just said,
I can't.
What are you doing?
Can't you see? I've just painted the first part of the fence, and now I'm looking at it.
Has your aunt told you to do it?
Don't be silly, Jim. Of course not. Painting fences is my hobby.
Hobby? I've heard of different hobbies, but I've never heard about such a hobby. Do you really like this job?
Of course I do. It's such great fun. I think it's the most interesting job.
I would never have thought that painting fences was such an interesting thing.
It is. Have you ever painted fences before?
Never.
Well, you know, I often paint fences. Usually I paint them after breakfast. But sometimes I even do it at night. And I always paint fences if I'm ill or not feeling fine.
Why?
Because it makes me feel better. Some people think it's hard work, but it isn't so. It's easy.
May I paint your fence a little?
No, no.
Oh, please.
Don't you understand? You've never painted fences before. You can't do it.
I've never painted fences, but yesterday I painted my left shoe.
Well, I don't know.
I can give you my sandwich for it.
Well, okay, but just for a little bit.
Jim gave Tom the sandwich and began painting the fence. Tom was happy. Soon he saw another boy, Huckleberry. Huckleberry was going to the lake too. He also wanted to paint the fence, and he gave Tom a dead beetle for it. Alfred came next. He gave Tom a ball. And the last boy was Geoffrey. He was going to play with his friends, but when he saw his friends painting the fence, he also wanted to do it, and he gave Tom an apple for it. The fence was painted before dinner, and Aunt Polly made a cake for Tom.
You are such a good boy, Tom.
Tom took the cake and gave it to all the boys. He was a very kind boy. That's the end. That's all. Did you like the story?
Thank you, Professor. I like this story very much. I think it's great.
And now, Vova, do reading exercise, please.
Is it on page 26?
Yes.
Circle the right word. Write in the letters E, A, or I. The professor was 10 minutes. I remember the professor was late, of course. Late. Letter A. Professor, have you ever been to... before. No, I haven't. To Russia or to France? As I remember, the professor has been to France already. I think the right answer is Russia. Painting the fence was an interesting or hard job for Tom. I think it wasn't interesting, it was hard. I, of course, think. I think the weather was... fine or nasty. As I remember, it was fine that day. Tom said that he often seldom painted fences. Two letters are missing in the word paint, A and I. I think Tom said he often painted fences. Jim gave Tom a ball or sandwich. As I remember, Alfred gave Tom a ball and Jim gave him a sandwich.
Very good. And now open your copybook. Let's write the spelling dictation. Listen carefully. The first word, or word number one, G-R-A-S-S. The second word, or word number two, F-L-O-O-R. The third word, or word number three, E. G, G. The fourth word, or word number four, W, A, L, L. The fifth word, or word number five, S, Q, U, I, R, R, E, L. The sixth word, or word number six, B, U, T, T, E, R, F, L, Y. Don't forget to do all the tasks and get ready for the dictation.
And before we say goodbye, let's sing a song.
Okay, do you want to sing a new song?
Yes, I do. It's a song about Wonderland.
Wonderland's in films. I and he, we are on the sun to be okay to
Can you learn this song, my friend? If it's difficult for you, listen to it again. That will do for today. Our lesson is over. You may close your book. Goodbye.
Thank you for the lesson, Miss Lorraine. Goodbye.
You are welcome, Vova. See you tomorrow. Well, Professor, what are your plans for today?
I think I'll type a letter to my wife.
Ah, here's the computer.
Thank you, Lorraine.